Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has lashed out on Twitter Thursday at reports that he now is under investigation for possible obstruction of justice in connection with the Russia probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
At the White House, President Donald Trump sent along good wishes to Congressman Steve Scalise, one of several people wounded in an ambush on a Republican baseball practice the previous day.
We got a lot of hearts in this country, great hearts, and they're all sending their love and support to the Scalise family.
But the president had a far different tone on Twitter, lashing out at reports that the Russia investigation has been broadened to include the possibility that he engaged in obstruction of justice. Trump slammed the probe as the single greatest witch hunt in American political history. Even if the investigation puts the president in legal jeopardy, it would likely be dealt with through the political process known as impeachment. But Republicans hold majorities in both the House and Senate, making impeachment unlikely at the moment. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Europol reports jihadists attempting to launch terror attacks in Europe are trending younger, and more of them are women than ever before. Last year in Europe, police arrested 718 alleged jihadist terrorists, representing a near two-fold increase over the 395 arrested in 2014. A newly passed U.S. Senate bill that would impose additional sanctions on Iran faces uncertain prospects for passage in the House of Representatives. The bill would impose financial restrictions on people involved with Iran's ballistic missile development and the Revolutionary Guards. This is VOA News. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention suffered a severe neurological injury. 22-year-old Otto Wambier is now back in the U.S., where his father, Fred Wambier, spoke with reporters.
I would like to highlight this morning the bittersweet feeling that my family has. Relief that Otto is now home in the arms of those who love him. And anger that he was so brutally treated for so long. We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time.
Wambier's parents described their son's release as a medical evacuation. Police in Washington have issued arrest warrants for 16 people, most of them Turkish security agents, for their alleged role in assaulting protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's home. Here in Washington last month during an official visit by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Ladet Sahok reports. We don't have that report, I'm sorry. U.S. lawmakers played...
The attack outside the Turkish ambassador's home on May 16th, captured by a VOA cameraman, angered Americans who watched in disbelief as foreign security guards attacked their fellow citizens on American soil. The footage of the Turkish president watching the violence and doing nothing to stop it added to the outrage. One of the victims told VOA's Kurdish service that the Turkish guards behaved as they would in Turkey.
They kick the people without any reason. They kick, they punch, and then they get away.
D.C. police on Thursday said they have obtained arrest warrants for 16 people involved in the violence. Police arrested two other people on the day of the incident. Turkey promptly condemned Thursday's arrest warrants. The Foreign Affairs Ministry in Ankara told the U.S. ambassador to Turkey that authorities in Washington are to blame for allegedly failing to take adequate measures to prevent the incident. Zlatit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security has canceled an Obama-era immigration program that was intended to prevent the deportation of immigrant parents whose children are lawful, permanent residents of the United States. Former President Barack Obama announced the program in 2014, but it was blocked in federal court after 26 states argued Mr. Obama had overstepped his authority by protecting a specific class of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally.
That's the latest world news from VOA.